días y bienvenidos al canal de radio del IES Lázaro Carreter.
Hola a todos, soy Sara Martín Sánchez de Primero B y en la clase de Biología con María Carmen Morón hemos hecho una redacción del efecto invernadero.
Hola, soy Tony, el ganador de la redacción del efecto invernadero de Primero B. Mi compañero Paris fue el otro ganador, pero de la clase de apoyo. Su redacción fue de la atmósfera y los dos ganamos un premio. Yo un cactus y Paris un narciso. Espero que os guste.
El efecto invernadero. ¿Qué es el efecto invernadero? El efecto invernadero es un fenómeno natural debido a la existencia de determinados gases atmosféricos, denominados gases de efecto invernadero. El efecto invernadero lo que hace es retener el calor del sol en la Tierra y no deja que se escape, lo cual hace que la temperatura terrestre sea apta para tener agua líquida. Lo malo es que los gases que produce el efecto invernadero están aumentando y eso hace que la Tierra esté más caliente, lo que produce el calentamiento global.
Este es producido por unos gases que producimos a diario, los humanos, dióxido de carbono, metano y óxido nitroso, CO2, CH4 y N2O. Lo malo es que el calentamiento global está produciendo el cambio climático, que solo hace que haga mucho más calor lo que está derritiendo los polos. Crea inundaciones, que las enfermedades tropicales se extiendan, falta de agua y comida, sequías y extinciones.
¿Qué es lo que provoca gases de efecto invernadero? Nosotros, al talar los árboles de los bosques, evitamos que absorban el dióxido de carbono, uno de los gases productores del efecto invernadero. También estamos emitiendo esos gases por culpa de las industrias, los coches, el gas natural y la quema de combustibles fósiles. Todos estos gases que producen el efecto invernadero provocan el calor emitido por la Tierra o calentamiento global, que a su vez provoca el cambio climático.
¿Qué podemos hacer para frenar el calentamiento global? Lo que podemos hacer es utilizar transporte público, bicicleta o andar. Tenemos que bajar un poco la temperatura de la calefacción en invierno, en vez de tenerla a tope. No malgastar energías no renovables, reciclar, no usar productos contaminantes, aerosoles, detergentes, etc.
Hello, we are pupils from First A and we had a contest to write about global warming in biology and geology class. Our teacher is Ms. Moron, that is our tutor too. There were two prizes. Laura González won the first prize, which was a daffodil, and me, Alejandro Tabernero, I won the second prize, which was a cactus. Now, Laura is going to tell us how she did it.
I read the biology book. And I also went to the computer room to find information about global warming. And I used this information to write my composition.
To make the composition, I looked for information in the biology book too, and Mrs. Moran's blog about global warming and climate change. We both used NASA's webpage. Now, the winner Laura is going to read her composition.
The global warming is caused when there is too much greenhouse effect. I'm going to explain what is the greenhouse effect.
To make the composition, I looked for information in the biology book too, and Mrs. Moran's blog about global warming and climate change. We both used NASA's webpage. Now, the winner Laura is going to read her composition.
The global warming is caused when there is too much greenhouse effect. I'm going to explain what is the greenhouse effect. what is global warming and what is climate change, and how to solve this problem. The greenhouse effect is a natural phenomenon which is essential for life. It regulates our average temperature. If it didn't exist, our average temperature will be minus 18 degrees, when now it is 15 degrees. This means the greenhouse effect is good. But what causes the greenhouse effect? The greenhouse effect is caused by the main gases called the greenhouse gases, like that are carbon dioxide. This is the most important gas. It is produced by human activity. So most of the time we are producing carbon dioxide. It's produced by cars, planes and boats. Methane. This is the second most important gas. It is produced by cows when they are digesting. Nitrous oxide. This is produced by fertilizers and manufacture of nylon. The greenhouse effect is good, like I say, but it's bad the increasing of the greenhouse gases, like carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. The increase of the greenhouse effect produces global warming, that is bad. Global warming is the increasing of the average temperature on Earth, caused by the increasing of gases which is heating the Earth and we have to stop it. What can cause global warming? Global warming can cause more droughts, the rise of sea levels, and rivers could cause more extreme weather, such as hurricanes. But not only this. The main consequence is climate change. This caused the same that global warming. And how to reduce global warming? Well, we can do a lot of things to reduce global warming. Use public transport. If we use buses or urban ground for a lot of people than cars, the Earth will be so thankful. Another way to reduce pollution, anything, is using a bicycle. Planting a tree. The tree will collect the carbon dioxide and change it into oxygen. More expensive is using renewable energy, buying a solar panel. Climate change. Climate change is a consequence of global warming. But it is different because climate change refers to general change in climate conditions, such as precipitation or wind. The climate change can cause floods, droughts, extinctions, and hurricanes. In my opinion, I think we are people which have caused global warming and stay like now. Well, I also think we are very lucky having all the things we have, such as television and cars. I'm not saying to stop using all the things we have, but not overuse it. If we could, we can also stop it.
La canción que va a sonar es The Earth Song, de Michael Jackson, que habla de cómo el ser humano está destruyendo el planeta. Espero que os haya gustado. Gracias por escucharnos.
Nos vemos muy pronto otra vez en el canal de radio del IES Lázaro Carreter.
Sunrise, what about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop this notice, this crying earth, this weeping shore? I
days that you pledge your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth as we make sure?
Desde el canal de radio del IES Lázaro Carretero.
Tu canal de radio escolar.